Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is a dark day. Five in a row. We are about to have the realest conversation we've had in a long time on Dukes and Bell.
It's 2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
It feels like we're trapped. It feels like there's no way out. Atlanta. What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Five in a row. And here we are now dealing with an injury to the quarterback. Mike Bell, let's start there. We have a lot to get to today. Call your friends. Email who you need to email. Text who you need to text. Tell them to be here. Because this situation has got to get better. And everybody today, no matter if you're calling or texting or however you're going to communicate with us, we want to hear your voice. Mike, we've been doing this a long time together. Matter of fact, longer than anybody else on this radio station. This is as bad as it's been. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
This is as bad as it's been. And the reason it's bad, Atlanta, is because now we have a situation where we don't know the future of Michael Penix. It is being reported a left knee injury. He is on the IL. He is going to miss a minimum of 4 weeks, but I would ask you, why the hell would you play him until the end of the season anyway? Then we find out that Drake has a PCL sprain. He is done this week and potentially more. With that news, you have a lot of decisions, Mike, that we have to make as a fan base. But more importantly, Mr. Blank, somebody call him today, somebody text him, somebody tell him to listen to this radio show, because most of this is going to be for Arthur Blank. Mike, we have to do something to change this.
Yeah, there's such a sense of futility, you know, as a Falcon fan this morning. You know, walking out of Mercedes-Benz yesterday, another hapless loss, you know, enough to win. You're up 14 points at one point in this game, Carl, 21-7, and you find a way to blow it. Back-to-back weeks, you got Jonathan Taylor going for 240 yards, and then last game, Bryce Young lights us up for over 420 yards passing. So, I mean, there's just – nobody gets a pass on this team. But the coach has got to go. The GM has got to go. I guess you can make the argument if you moved on from the coach right now to send a message to the fan base, who's taking over as the interim anyway? Ulbrich going to repeat what he did for the Jets last year? You know, you could argue of all the coaches, Ulbrich's probably doing the most effective job. So they'll just maybe see this thing through. Fans want somebody's butt, you know, out the door right now. Not sure how this is going to play. Arthur Blank's got to get Rich McKay out of the process. I always laugh when they hire these, you know, some companies, they hire a firm, Carl, as a search engine, right? We're going to hire Corn Ferry to find our next head coach. Well, I don't want anybody who's in the building right now finding the next head coach or the next general manager. You really do need to get a set of eyes from another planet on this one, Ro. It's Carl. I've never been more disappointed. I've never been more frustrated. And the sense that Arthur Blank's going to continue to make the decisions, which are going to are ultimately end in futility again for Falcon fans unless they can find a way to get it right.
What's the way out? And that's not a hypothetical question. Seriously, to Mike's point. And look, I want to tell you guys, I was having this conversation with a buddy of mine in the NFL. And I said to him today, Mike, I feel a little depressed. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. Like, the expectation, the excitement of the promise of what could be. That's why I'm not yelling at anybody today. Listen, I'm not. What am I going to do that for? This is where we are. We're 3-7. We've lost 5 in a row. We have dysfunction. And now the quarterback of the future is in question. Guys, this is a quarterback league. As much as we think Michael Penix has a lot of upside and plenty of potential, that has still not been utilized yet.
No.
So now that is a big question moving forward. And I know at Flowery they're going to say, oh, you know, he'll have surgery or whatever's going to happen. And again, we don't know the full extent. But, Mike, they're going to preach everything will be fine and he'll be back. But there are so many things around him that are not right. So it's not just about knowing the health and the future availability of Michael Penix. Now it is about how do you fix all of these things around him, and these questions have got to get answered. You cannot wait, Mike, until the end of the season to start trying to figure this out.
No, you want to get ahead of everybody else in the NFL who's looking for a new direction. You've got to. You know, and maybe at some point, some fans, and maybe we can get Terry Fontenot on the program because some fans have made the argument it's not. Well, yeah, it is Terry's fault. He put together a team that can't win. Guys that don't tackle. Players that don't give maximum effort. Okay? We're beyond that. Pitts, if I never see Kyle Pitts in a Falcon uniform again, it'll be too soon. We've had some fun conversations with Kyle. We've been real with him. He's been real with us. He doesn't love the game. He doesn't have a commitment to the game. He plays like he's sleepwalking. Okay? And that's just, believe me, that's like the cherry on the crap sundae, Carl, we're dealing with.
Also, I just work here.
That's obvious.
It's obvious.
You know, and the Penix Jr. thing, not every general manager in the NFL felt that Michael Penix Jr. was a safe bet. Now, granted, Carl, the right knee, that's what he had the history of injuries with in college. What happened to him on Sunday, this is his left knee. So this is the one knee that he did not injure through his time at Indiana and Washington. But still, through 14 games, to your point, I don't know what I've got with – I don't know what he is. I don't know if it's a combination of it's a bad fit with the coaching staff. He's got no wide receivers other than Drake London. And now a new general manager and coach may come in and say he's not the guy, you know? And we don't even have a first-round pick next year.
That belongs to the Los Angeles Rams. 404-726-0929. We're going to talk to you not only now, but throughout the course of this show. And I don't care what you say. And I mean that. What are your emotions today as this feels like we are, not just by record, but we are the worst team in the NFL? It feels that way. I don't care what the Saints' record is. I don't care who's chasing the number. It feels like we are the worst team in the NFL. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. And we'll take your phone calls throughout the course of this show. It is Dukes and Bell. It is a Falcon Monday. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Mm-hmm. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. As we talk about the game specifically yesterday, and again, these injuries are big news because it changes, I think, and it should change the way our owner is thinking about moving forward. But the game itself yesterday, Bryce Young. If I'm him, I want to play the Falcons every damn week. I mean, Mike, 448 yards passing. And again, here we are making Bryce look like a superstar.
Right.
He was hot garbage last week. He could barely complete a pass. And then here he comes in the Mercedes-Benz, Mike, and sets this single-season franchise record for the Carolina Panthers. But you want to lose your mind.
I mean, watching this game, and you're saying to yourself, there's no way they're going to get back, and they did. And I know we've talked about the pass rush, and I'm glad the pass rush has ramped up. And statistically, we've got a nice three-game sequence where we're sacking the quarterback more than anybody, but it doesn't matter. It literally is the embodiment of the old Mike Smith phrase we used to joke around about. Sacks don't matter. They don't. Not when you give up that much yardage. You realize, you know, you go back and look, the guys you had to stop, right? We had in the 49ers, couldn't stop their best player. You know, go against the Colts, couldn't stop their best player. Go up against Carolina, couldn't stop their best player. So before he ever starts throwing these bouquets about Ulbrich, everybody's culpable in this. Our linebackers never get there. They can't cover. I love Caden Ellis and company. He's going for a drag on a tight end at the end of the game. You know, we just don't have complimentary players. We had how about some of the moments yesterday that, you know, get you excited? Billy Bowman comes in with that sack on the blitz, right? You know, Billy Bowman making plays. We've got individuals. We got Drake London. And you know, I really feel bad, just as a sidebar, Carl. I feel so bad for Bijan Robinson. He wants to win so freaking bad. Drake London is a damn warrior. He leaves it all on the field. He's the only target. Carl, he gets hit like a pinball every damn game. And those two guys, they're the only guys who can look in the mirror and say, I did my job for the Falcons on Sunday.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. I want to get to Junior. We're going to take plenty of your calls today because this is what it is. We are trying to find a way out. And no suggestion is a bad suggestion. And I'm being real. Like, we're already talking about who we can go get coaching-wise,
right?
Who would be the perfect OC for these particular pieces. How do you change the culture? Because there is none. I don't care what's being preached. We've lost five in a row, and I don't care how close we are. I don't care about finding a way. Junior on Memorial Drive.
Hey, man.
Junior, what's going on? Talk to us.
Hey, man. Hey, man. See, bruh. I love the Falcons, but Mr. Arthur Blank, you got to do something. You see what's going on. Everybody sees what's going on. Why you ain't making no moves? It's like y'all never be trying to be making no moves. Like, you see what do we watch? Mm. What do we watch? And are we going to continue to allow this? Like, can we honestly support this? We hardworking people in the city. We see, bruh. Mm. That's it.
Let it out.
No, but that's that sense of futility. Walking in, I was doing my video. We all shot our videos post-game. I was right in front of the big Falcon at Mercedes-Benz. And a bunch of guys nodding. You know it, Mike. Yeah, man. You won't be listening to you and Carl on Monday. And I can't say, but it's the same old SOS. Same old blank. You know, it just never ends. Guys, 8 years in the NFL without making the playoffs, you're a joke. I mean, you are a franchise that can't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'd get it right. You know, and we can talk about it. Like, I like Terry. Like, they're all good people. They're not bad people. They're just not good at their jobs anymore. They've had opportunities and they've made too many mistakes. And that's why we are where we are. That's why you're going to have to reset. And I don't know. And look, the last thing Arthur Blank at this stage of his ownership and his age wants to do is have to go rip the Band-Aid off. And he's going to have to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.